Welcome back to Targum Yonasan, the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg, Parshas Vayelech, and Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Lamed, Pasuk Yud Dalet. So we have, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hein Korbu Yermecha Lemos. Hashem says to Moshe that your days are coming close for you to die. And Targum Yonasan is a relatively lengthy comment over here. Starts off with a little bit of an intro. Tlosa tzadikaya isamaras krivusa b'misasahon. There are three tzadikim that the pasuk mentions regarding their death, that there's a krivusa, that it's coming close. Right over here, obviously this is going to be one of those three cases, where it says, karvu yemecha lamus, your days are coming close to die. So, Targum Yonasan says that there are three who are like this. And it says further, mitol delo matu mitol liyomi avahason, because they didn't reach the years of their fathers, right? So all through these tzaddikim, that it mentions that their death is coming close, so they all three of them didn't have as long a lifetime as their fathers did. And then further, v'chol chad v'chad mani parnasa b'yomoi, and each one of them appointed a parnas, so like a leader to seemingly take over for him in his day. And who are they? Yaakov Avunan, Yaakov Avinu, v'David Malka, David Melech, u'Moshe Neviah, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And then basically the rest of Targum Yonasan is basically just a translation of the rest of the pasuk. So what Targum Yonasan added was a few points. First of all, that picking up on the lashon of karvu yamecha, closeness, saying there are three such examples of this, and that it indicates they didn't live as long as their fathers, and happens to note a common denominator between these three personalities, Yaakov, David, and Moshe, is that they all appointed leaders after them. Now, there's a similar idea mentioned in Bereishis Rabbah, I believe, that it's a similar idea, mentions these three names, and it even spells out explicitly how they didn't leave the lifespans of their fathers, right? We know that Avram lived to 175, and Yitzchak 180, and Yaakov only lives to 147. So he doesn't live like his father or grandfather. We know David HaMelech has ancestors who live much longer with, like for example, Boaz and Yishai, and who seem to, and Chazal understand, to live extraordinarily long lives, while David HaMelech dies at 70. So we see that, and we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he had a pretty long life, 120, but his father Amram dies at 137. So the Midrash Rabbah explains this point, but what does not include is first of all an explanation of the why the lashon of closeness is used over here, and secondly the Bereishis Rabbah does not include, to my knowledge, the mention of the appointing a leader in the place. What does that have to do with anything over here? So it seems that the closeness, like it, that it's coming close, meaning that it's like sooner than you would expect. Now, we have to, keep in mind that this is not necessarily a condemnation of, the tzaddikim that we're talking about. Even though, Yaakov, Chazal understand to be, like the greatest, the most choice of the avos, for sure, as great as Yishai is, David clearly is someone who has a special place in Hashem's heart, even beyond Yishai. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu, no one's like Moshe Rabbeinu, even the righteous Amram. So it's not necessarily, this lifespan, having a shorter lifespan, is not necessarily a negative thing. But the point that the Targum Yonasan says is that they all appoint somebody, to take over. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as we see in this week's parsha, he's putting Yeshua in his place. We see that Yaakov gives roles to all of his children, and a special role to Yosef and Ephraim and Menashe. But then really all the Shvatim have special roles to take over after he passes. And David HaMelech, at the beginning of Malachim, will officially appoint Shlomo to be king instead. And what this might have to do with the shorter lifespan than their fathers is that it doesn't really matter that they had a shorter lifespan than the fathers. It doesn't matter exactly how long they live, but more of making themselves live on. Right? In the idea that, you know, you have, you know, you live X amount of years, but if you appoint somebody else in your place, if you have children that carry on the legacy, or somebody else to take over that role, if you're able to have Talmidim and children that will keep your mission going, so that's even greater, right? That you don't, having a long lifespan, right? Even if you have, you know, 10 more years, 20 more years, 30 more years, but at the end of those 30 years, it's over. But if you're able to appoint somebody else to take over, you've expanded your life through that. So we have, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu doing that, Yaakov, David, all being able to live on. So yes, there's a lashon of karvu yamecha, of a closeness in the years of your life coming to a close, and it indicates that they didn't live as long as their ancestors did. Nevertheless, all of them took advantage of the somewhat shorter lifespans by taking the time to appoint somebody in their place to continue their mission and carry on their legacy. And of course, that's something, it's a very important thing to think of in general. It's a, you know, valuable lesson all year long, but especially during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, when we're thinking, first of all, about the meaning of life, and we're davening for very long lifespans where we're able to accomplish great things, but also to think about our priorities and our values, and what is our mission, right? God willing, we should you know, be blessed and be written in the Sefer HaChaim and Ad Mei Ve'Esrim, be able to be in this world and accomplish great things in this world for a long time. But when our time does come, what mission, what legacy are we passing on? Do we have the awareness? Are we preparing for that in this world, like David, Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu did, having the clarity of what their mission is and their role, and being able to appoint somebody to take over for them? Do we have that? So again, it's important to make sure that we use this time to recalibrate and focus on our priorities and values and what our mission is, and living up to that mission, and then eventually being able to pass on that mission. But of course, until then, we should be zocha to be written for Chaim. We should be written and sealed. Alal Chaim Tovim Shalom.